now back to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And now joining Drs. Roizen and Lonzer is renowned plastic surgeon, Dr. Arthur Perry.
And this is Dr. Mike. Are you there, Arthur? We don't seem to have Arthur yet, but we'll go over. So what we will do is go over some of what we've talked about on the top medical news stories of the week. We'll review them and go over some new ones as well. So one of the things that we discussed is if you are born in May, you have a 50% increased chance, or you have a substantial increase in risk of having an autoimmune disease that we now know as multiple sclerosis, compared to if you were born in December. And that's consistent across many countries, and it's been consistent for a number of years. And you say, that's crazy. The birth date should have nothing to do with whether you get a disease when you're 30 or 40. But what it does is it apparently sets you up by what amount of vitamin D3 you had in your blood during your pregnancy. That is, when you were being, developed in utero, what level of D3 your mother had and you had then passed to you. And that correlates with the number of autoimmunocytes, that is some specific immune cells that attack your own body. And if you have enough vitamin D, you suppress those immune cells and don't apparently get many of the autoimmune diseases. So it's a reason for moms all over to take prenatal vitamins from before the time of pregnancy. And since 50% of pregnancies are unplanned in America, every woman probably between the ages of 12 and 50 ought to be taking prenatal vitamins routinely. The second thing is a wonderful study now, a dueling study between Mayo Clinic and Cleveland Clinic on the value of L-carnitine. The data from the Mayo Clinic analysis and Mayo Clinic proceedings analysis of a series of studies in patients who had a heart attack and were given L-carnitine showed a small but significant 27% decrease in progression to heart failure and death rate if they got L-carnitine after they had a heart attack. The Cleveland Clinic study, on the other hand, looks at long-term use of L-carnitine, or what if you're eating red meat, and what it does to your bacteria in your gut. It changes the way they function so that they produce more of a substance called TMAO, trimethylamine oxide, that gets metabolized in your liver to trimethylamine oxide nitrogen, or a nitrous compound relating to that. That compound causes inflammation in your liver and inflammation in your arteries, and is fivefold more likely to be associated with your having a heart attack than is a elevated cholesterol level. And what you do by having meat frequently or L-carnitine supplements is you induce the bacteria. It's like you persuade the bacteria to metabolize it differently, which not only makes you gain more weight, they metabolize things better and you absorb them better, but not only do you gain more weight, but you also in fact cause heart disease and heart attacks. So in fact, that's the risk of this process, if you will. I'm still searching to see if we have Arthur Perry on the phone, since he normally joins me at this time. But that was what this is. What's the result? Is if you have a heart attack, maybe it's appropriate to take L-carnitine for a short period of time and eat red meat, but soon switch away from it because it will cause long-term damage. One of the next studies we talked about was the, and this is one we actually didn't talk about, but has a couple of interesting stories on it. It is a surprising path to better sex. Turns out that many elderly, especially women with hip pain, have pain during sex and don't enjoy it, and thus don't have climaxes and don't have orgasms. What this orthopedic surgeon in New York City studied was the number, and it was a large number, who after hip replacement surgery said they were having much better sex because of it. She, in fact, added a full page to her website on the consequences of hip replacement surgery, because many of her patients were asking her about when they could be intimate again. And it, she said she has all that information. It is now the most clicked on website, clicked on page on her website by a large margin when people are looking at should they have hip replacement surgery. Another study that we didn't talk about in the best studies of the week was synchronized sounds to improve memory during sleep. It's been known that some sounds somehow improve memory. No one knew what it was. And then they used sounds to test this and could not find it. So this study actually synchronized the sounds when you went into deep, what's called REM, rapid eye movement sleep, with your sleep patterns. So it would sing a sound every time you went into a rapid eye movement period. It synchronized them so the sounds occurred at the same time your sleep waves did, and yes, you radically improved memory. What do I say by radically? Well, they had people try and remember 20 things, and they remembered many more of them when they had this synchronized sound sleep than when they didn't. So that was a major, major finding. What does this mean to you or me? Probably nothing, since most of us won't put an EEG on electrical guide to our sleep pattern and have us have sounds with it. The basic thing is, though, that get enough sleep, and not only will you get thinner, but your memory will get better. So one of the problems is if you're not getting enough sleep, you're degrading memories, so you want to get enough sleep. And Arthur Perry, if you're on, just speak up, because I can't hear you if you are on. And Sonar, is he on? No. Okay. Another of the top medical news stories of the week, and I'll keep going through them, was the study in the Netherlands of people who were 30 years old. And they looked at their habits compared to people who were 30 years old 30 years ago and 20 years ago. And they found that compared to people 20 years ago, the group now, women had a doubling of the obesity rate, and men were up 20% in obesity. Rates of diabetes were substantially higher. Rates of high blood pressure untreated were substantially higher. Only one thing went down, smoking rates. But overall, when you related to their risks of dying, they were the equivalent of 45 years old. The 30-year-olds now were equivalent of 20 years ago's 45-year-olds. And the question is, are we going to die sooner or just use more medical interventions to try and keep living longer? Obviously, we're now using more medical interventions, which is why our medical costs are going up so much. When we come back, we're going to talk about a couple more of the important new medical news stories of the week. And if we get Arthur back, we'll even talk about something relating to skin. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD.com. Stay well.
Mm-hmm. Are you tired of getting sick and tired? Are you tired of doctors not knowing what's wrong with you? D-Herbs may have the answer. D-Herbs, number one in herbal remedies. D-Herbs' main goal is to enlighten and properly educate people to the importance of human health and nutrition. D-Herbs, home of the full body cleanse. Everyone needs to cleanse. If you eat meat and dairy products, you need to cleanse. If you're eating processed foods, you need to cleanse. 90% of today's diseases that we suffer from are diet related. Cleansing opens the door to healing and rejuvenation. Whether you need help with a chronic disease, weight loss, or to jumpstart and eliminate fatigue, D-Herbs Full Body Cleanse can help. There's a better way to live and healthier way to live. Experience healing. Visit us at dherbs.com. That's D-H-E-R-B-S.com. Or call us at 866-434-3727. That's 866-434-3727.
If you know the symptoms and get the facts, you'll know the signs of a heart attack. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if it sounds familiar, call 911.
Pain in your neck, chest,
on the jaw,
shortness of breath,
please tell us more. Cold sweats and nausea, tiredness,
it's time to take it serious.
Back pain, stomach pain, shortness of breath, cold sweats, nausea, dizziness. If you know the symptoms and need the signs, you'll be around for a long, long time. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if it's not familiar, call 911.
Learn a song that could save your life. Get a free download at womenshealth.gov/heartattack.
Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if it's not familiar, call 911. If it's not familiar, call 911.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.